BBC News at 3 o'clock. Two new enterprise zones are being set up to help more than 2,000 people losing their jobs at BAE Systems aircraft factories in Lancashire and East Yorkshire. The zones will offer cheaper business rates, lighter planning regulations, and superfast broadband from next April. The Chancellor, George Osborne, said the government would do all it could to help those affected by the cuts.
We're going to get new companies into those sites. We're going to give jobs to people who have lost their jobs at BAE. They've lost their jobs, actually, because countries around the world have been cutting their defence budgets, including in America. That's why those jobs went in Lancashire. But because of the action the British government is taking, we're going to be creating jobs on those very same sites.
The Conservative Party chairman, Lady Varsi, has opened their conference in Manchester by pledging to fight for an outright majority at the next election. Earlier, David Cameron said the government would make it easier for council tenants to buy their homes, and for each one that sold, another would be built. West Yorkshire police have arrested a 37-year-old man in connection with a fire at a stables near Wakefield in which a 2-year-old girl died. Isabel Dobson's 1-year-old sister was rescued from the blaze at Hessel Farm on Friday night. Police say a 23-year-old prisoner found dead in a cell in County Durham died from multiple injuries. Two other inmates at Franklin Prison are being questioned about the death of the man from Wolverhampton. Kenya has sent negotiators to Somalia to try to secure the release of a disabled French woman who was kidnapped yesterday. The woman was abducted from a resort close to where a British husband and wife were attacked 3 weeks ago. Britain and France have advised against all but essential travel to the area. The Middle East mediating group The Quartet has urged the Israelis and the Palestinians to resume peace talks within a month. Israel has welcomed the call. The Palestinians have previously said they won't return to the negotiating table until Israel stops building settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. BBC News.
Now on Radio 4 we begin a new classic serial by the author of Cold Comfort Farm, Stella Gibbons, set in the late 1930s.
Nightingale Wood by Stella Gibbons. Dramatised for radio by Christopher William Hill. With Victoria Hamilton as Tina. Episode 1.
There you are, Viola.
Hello, Mrs. Wither.
Did you have a comfortable journey?
Oh, yes, thanks. Ever so comfy.
Your trunk has come.
Oh, marvellous.
Let me take your case, madam.
Thanks.
Saxon, miss.
Madam.
Oh, beg pardon. Madam.
That's all right. I get it all the time.
Please take my daughter-in-law's case round to the car, Saxon. If we hurry, we might just miss the rain. How are you, Viola? In yourself, I mean. No more colds?
Oh, no, thanks awfully. I'm quite all right again.
Did you manage to settle everything satisfactorily in town? Your flat and the furniture and the cats?
Oh, yes, thanks awfully. Jeff did it all for me. Jeff Davis, my friend Shirley's husband. Oh, they've been so good to me ever since Theodore. Well, you know. Oh, there's Dad's shop.
Yes.
Miss Cattyman! Catty! It's me!
Please don't lean out of the window, Viola. Mr. Wither thinks it's vulgar to lean out of a moving motor car.
Is it?
Mr. Wither's friend, Mr. Spurry, knew two gentlemen personally who'd had their heads lopped off leaning out of motor cars.
Golly, how exciting.
I'm very glad you're coming to live with us, Viola. So is Mr. Wither. In times of grief, well, it's important to return to the fold.
Oh dear, I sound like a wayward sheep. Sorry.
You must try to feel that the Eagles is your real home now. We hope that you'll be very happy at Sybil Peldon, Viola.
Yes, Mrs. Wither.
Here we are.
It is nice to see you, Vi.
Hello, Tina.
I'm so glad you've come.
I'll take the case up, Mum.
Yes, thank you, Saxon.
Hello, Mother.
He's very beautiful, isn't he? Beautiful? I mean, for a chauffeur.
I hadn't noticed.
Is that really his name? Saxon?
Saxon Caker, really. But when he asked Father for the job, he said, could he drop the Caker and just be called Saxon? Oh. It's such an ugly name. Caker, I mean. His father was a miller. Rather prosperous, so it's all rather tragic, really. A little overfond of the libations. They found him one snowy Christmas morn beneath his own mill wheel. I'll take you up to your room. Is your hair naturally curly?
A bit, but it's permed, of course. Shirley says it's awful. It won't keep tidy.
I tried to change my parting this morning, but it looked so woeful I had to give it up. I used to go up to town once a fortnight a few years ago for a wash and set.
Don't you now?
I haven't the energy.
Oh, don't the trees look beautiful?
I suppose so.
All the way across to Grasmere House. Do the Springs still live there?
Yes.
And Victor?
I believe so.
Is he married?
No. The girls still make eyes at him in Chesterbourne.
When I was a girl, I used to dream what it might be like walking up the aisle in Sybil Peldon Church, in white satin and orange blossoms.
With Victor Spring?
Don't you have daydreams?
What would be the point? Everything ossifying around me. I feel half dead sometimes.
Victor must be nearly 30.
How old are you now?
21. Just. My friend Shirley says I'm a regular babe.
Terribly young to be widowed. Poor Teddy.
Poor Teddy.
I suppose I've lost a brother and gained another sister. Honestly, Vi, you feel practically flesh and blood. Almost as much as Madge. Is she older than you, your friend Shirley?
Oh, keep it under your hat. But she's getting on for 27.
Dreadful. Well, I suppose I should powder my nose before lunch. Got everything you want?
Tina.
Too late. Time to brave father.
Spurry rang this morning. Motoring down from London tomorrow. He's going to call in for tea. Tell cook.
Very good, dear. I was telling Viola how pleased we are that she's come to live with us, Arthur.
Yes, I am.
Madge is late.
She's just coming, dear.
She knows perfectly well I don't like her to be late for meals.
I do like your frock, Tina.
Eh?
My new dress, Father.
What do you want to go buy more clothes for? You've got plenty.
I thought it made me look nice.
Waste of good money.
Sorry I'm late, Father. Mm. Hello, Viola.
Hello, Madge.
Cutlet, Madge?
Rather.
One or two, dear?
Three, and give another to Tina.
This is quite enough for me.
You don't eat enough. It doesn't suit you to be so thin. You look washed out.
You can only go by how you feel. And I know I feel miles better.
Miles better?
Oh, what I meant...
How can you feel miles better? A mile is a measure of length. It can't be used to describe a condition of the human body.
All right, then. I feel considerably better since I started the brash diet.
All I can say is you don't look it. Does she, Father?
Are you playing golf today, dear?
Mm.
Will you be in for tea?
Depends.
You must know whether you'll be into tea or not, Madge.
Afraid not, Father.
And what will you do this afternoon, Viola?
I thought I might go for a walk in the wood.
No.
No?
No. This afternoon, Viola, you and I are going to have a nice little chat about money.
Why does he want to talk to me about money?
Rarely talks about anything else. Stocks and shares and how much we'll need if there's another war.
Oh, how gloomy.
Viola!
Oh, yes, yes, Mr. Wither?
Come into my study, will you?
What?
Sorry.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Come in. There's always a little difference in the housekeeping books when another mouth comes into an establishment, especially when that mouth is a young mouth.
I can pay for myself, Mr. Wither.
We might bear that in mind for the future, Viola. But the situation is not so serious as all that. Not yet. How much money do you have, my dear?
I don't have anything.
You don't have anything?
Yes. No, I mean...
Then why did you say that you could pay for yourself?
Well, I was going to say that I could pay for myself for a bit.
For a bit? What bit? What do you mean?
For a while, I mean. I've got £12.
Is that all?
Yes.
Where is it?
Upstairs. In my bag.
£12 is all the money you have left? Out of the sum left you by your father?
Yes, but he didn't leave me much.
Exactly how much did your father leave you?
£50.
A year?
No, just £50.
And Theodore's money, how much did my son leave you?
£90.
A year?
No, in the bank.
Where did it all go? What did he spend it on? He ought to have been able to save £100 a year.
Well, there was the rent, mm-hmm. and the charwoman, yeah. and I had 5 shillings a week pocket money, and there were Theodore's fares and lunches and hair tonics. And
hair tonics?
Well, lotions, you know, and Roland's Macassar oil and things.
And so you haven't anything?
No, not a bean.
Well, we shall have to see, that's all. We shall have to see. Focus! Focus!
Do calm down, Arthur. You'll have a seizure.
Focus!
Yes, sir.
Is everything in hand?
Cook's made up Mr. Spurry's favourite sandwiches, sir.
Bloater paste?
Bloater paste.
And cake?
Seed cake and cherry cake, sir.
No fruit cake?
No, sir. Mr. Spurry says sultanas and currants are shipped from the Orient and most likely tainted with arsenic, sir.
Quite right. Ah, Tina. Viola.
Yes, Father?
Mr. Spurry will be here at 4 o'clock. I'm sending Saxon to pick him up. Tea will be at 4:15. Precisely.
Arthur, really, you mustn't get yourself in such a state.
It's like a personal appearance of the Dalai Lama. We get precious few visitors. You'll like old Mr. Spurry.
Will I?
No, I was being sarcastic. What about a walk before tea?
Will there be time?
We'll only go a little way, down to the wood. Come on, for heaven's sake, I want some air.
Saxon's rather conceited, isn't he?
Oh, that's just his manner. He lives with his mother. She takes in washing. They have a cottage a little further up the valley. Saxon's very keen on being the perfect chauffeur nowadays, but he wasn't always such a model.
No?
No. I used to see him heading a gang all over the neighbourhood, trespassing and robbing orchards. I used to think he looked like a young wolf.
You don't like Saxon, do you?
My dear child, one doesn't like or dislike servants. Anyway, he's quite good at driving now. And Father gets him cheap, so we're all happy.
Hello, Ducks. Oh, out for a walk?
What? Oh, yes. Yes.
Don't you be afraid of me. I know you are, right? Young Mrs. Wither, up at the Eagles. Ain't that right?
Yes.
Knew you were late by sight, too. Fat, weren't he?
Excuse me, we're in a hurry.
It's raining. Spoiling pretty frocks of yourn.
We're quite all right, thank you, Mr.
Foulger. Dick Foulger.
We're quite all right.
Come out without your hats, ain't ye? Good for the air, that is. Makes it healthy, like mine. Keeps you from looking your age, the air does. Now, how old would you say I was?
Come in under the trees, Vi. We won't get quite so wet.
Eh? How old would you say I was?
My dress will be ruined.
How old would you say I was?
Oh, good heavens, how should we know? About 60, I suppose. Vi, do you think we'd better run for it?
76? But like a young man I am. And boy, you are some way like a young man. Because I lives a natural, healthy, out-of-doors life like God meant us to live. That's why.
Father will be furious.
You better lay up at my place for a bit. You can do your clothes. I wouldn't mind if you took them all off and warmed your little selves by my fire. Not me. Hey, what about it?
It's nearly 4:10.
I say, would you like a lift? Oh, it's very kind of you, but I don't think you're going our way. We want to get back to the Chesterbourne Road.
That's all right. We can turn, can't we, Victor?
Of course.
Oh, it's awfully good of you.
Get in, do. You're drenched.
Were you out for a walk?
Yes. We never thought it would rain.
Yes.
I'm Hetty Franklin. This is my cousin, Victor Spring.
Yes.
Hello.
I am still here, you know.
How could we forget? That's Phyllis Barlow. We were at school together.
Do let's go on, Victor. I've hung about enough for one afternoon.
Very well.
You're one of the Miss Withers, aren't you?
Tina. And this is my sister-in-law, Viola.
Hello. We live at Grassmere House with Vic's mother, my guardian. We're just across the wood from the Eagles.
Can't you go any faster, Victor?
Oh, Father will be incandescent. It's absurd to get so worked up simply because we're going to be rowed at for being late to tea.
I wish Victor Spring were coming to tea.
Hurry up and dress, Viola.
He looks like the man that advertises llama pyjamas.
Here, put this on.
Good Lord.
What have you found?
Celine's Daughters.
Do put it back.
Is this book quite decent?
Perfectly. She's just very candid about sex, that's all.
The truth about yourself might disgust, nay, appall you. Are you disgusted, Tina?
Viola.
Don't get too fond of your father, and don't let him get too fond of you. Who wrote this rot? Dr. Irene Hartmuller. A German.
A Viennese. Quite young, actually. And brilliantly clever. She's a follower of Freud.
Well, I think it's bosh. What a mind the woman's got. Just like a German.
You don't really think that Germans have got a worse sort of mind than other people, do you?
Of course I do. Everybody knows they have.
Oh, Viola.
Well, they made the war anyway. And all those atrocities. And boiling down dead bodies for soup. Tea.
Heard a shocking thing this morning.
Indeed, Mr. Spurry.
Shocking. When I heard it, well, give you my word, I could hardly believe it for a minute or two.
Sorry, Father.
You're late.
Good afternoon, Mr. Spurry.
Good afternoon.
You're the young Mrs. Wither, eh?
Yes, Mr. Spurry.
Moved down to Essex from London, I hear. Sensible precaution. For a gal.
Sensible?
War's on its way. Only a fool would say otherwise. Man I know at the club tells me they're building up supplies of cardboard coffins in readiness for the bombing raids.
Cardboard coffins?
Another sandwich, Mr. Spurry.
Bloater paste, eh? Just the ticket.
Hello, Phyllis. You do look well.
Hello, Edna.
Hello, Mother.
Hetty, what on earth's happened to your hair? I thought she was going native.
Oh, hilarious, Phil.
You inherited your father's hair. I wish you'd give us some tips, Phyllis.
I'd gladly take a brush to it.
I expected you half an hour ago, Vic. Was the train late?
The train was all right, but Victor was late.
3 minutes.
On top of that, he stopped to give some people a lift.
The Withers, Aunt Edna.
Oh, at the Eagles.
We had to turn the car round and take them right back to their front door.
Whatever for?
It was raining. I asked Vic to stop. The younger Miss Wither and her sister-in-law had gone for a walk.
The sister-in-law? Yes, the brother's widow.
Widow?
Died about a year ago. She was in a shop.
The sister-in-law was?
Yes, someplace in the town, Thompson and something. What's she like?
Oh, if she were groomed, she would be a beauty.
I wish you'd pay more attention to your own grooming. You've got your old room, Phyllis. It's just been done up.
Marvellous.
There'll be a drink when you come down.
The Randalls are coming in.
That's how I want you to look one day, Hetty. Phyllis has perfect taste. She wears her things so beautifully.
Why?
Why? What on earth do you mean, why?
Why does she wear them beautifully?
How on earth should I know? Because she does, I suppose. It's a gift, and you haven't got it. What is that, Hetty?
Donatmol Queen's Ashes of Iron. It's a book of poems.
Rubbish. What on earth does it mean?
One has to read it and try to find out.
The Randalls will be here any minute. Do please go upstairs and make yourself fit to be seen.
Only me.
What do you want, Phil?
I wondered how you've been getting on. Not engaged yet?
Oh, go to hell.
Your library's growing. You haven't read all these books. There are things here that Victor wouldn't understand.
Quite.
It's just affectation. Prose. Poetry. Oh. Donat Malqueen. No truce with the eye, the ravener, eater of bare nobility. What utter rot. It doesn't even make sense.
Oh, get out!
Oh, here! Stop it, you little beast! Oh, bitch!
Oh,
No truce with the eye, the ravener, eater of bare nobility.
Whatever's the matter with you, Madge?
What do you mean?
You've been crying.
Me?
Your eyes are red.
They're not.
Look at her eyes, Emmy. Red as anything. Deny it all you like, Madge. You've been bawling your eyes out over something.
Suppose I have been crying.
Madgie.
Well, I don't have much to keep me from crying, do I? You won't even let me have a dog.
Wretched animals, full of disease.
Colonel Phillips has got three ripping Celian pups, thoroughbreds. He's letting them go for 2.5 guineas each. They're a dead bargain. Do let me get one, Father.
Come on, Father, be a sport. Madgie is nearly 40.
I'm not.
You are, dear.
She's old enough to know how to keep a dog in order. And if you do let her have a dog, then I want to learn to drive the car.
What?
Saxon can teach me in his spare time.
You beast.
Madgie.
You know I've always wanted to have proper lessons.
And Tina and I are frightfully sorry we were late for tea this afternoon, Mr. Wither. We got caught in the rain and we had to get a lift home. Now, if we'd had the car ourselves and Tina had been driving...
Shut up, Vi.
Sorry.
Father, you might let Madge have her blessed dog. As for me, I'm not so keen as all that on learning to drive.
Don't play the martyr.
Well, I'm not, only it makes me rather sick to see Saxon idling about with so much spare time on his hands.
Excuse me, Mum.
Ah, pudding. Thank you, Focus.
Up.
Ground rice, dear?
No, thanks.
Tina? Will you have some ground rice pudding, Viola?
Please.
Will you let me have the dog? Please, Father. You might say one way or the other.
We've talked all this over before, Madge. No! I'm going to the study, Emmy.
Arthur, you haven't had pudding.
And what about my driving lessons, Father? There's no reason why I shouldn't have them, is there?
Please yourself.
Oh! Oh. Tina, what on earth's up?
Tina!
Mum!
Madge, you mustn't upset Father, you know. He didn't even have his pudding.
It's rotten about your dog, Madge.
Oh, that's all right. So I made an ass of myself.
Sorry, madam.
Mrs. Wither told me to clear.
Is that your wireless, Focus?
No, madam.
Oh, where's it coming from, then?
Over at Grasmere House, madam. Mr. Spring has a party there tonight, Saxon said.
Lovely.
Don't you feel well, dear? Would you like some bicarbonate? Or should I call for Dr. Parsham?
No.
Was it Mr. Spurry? Did he upset you?
Awful things he told me. Really appalling. Quite uncanny. The way he always knows what's going to happen.
Yes, uncanny.
Spurry was impressed with Saxon. Said how smart he was. How well he drove the Austin. He's very dissatisfied with his own chauffeur. Says he's getting old.
I don't want to bother you, Arthur, but I do wish you could let Madgie have a dog.
It would get distemper.
They don't have distemper now, Madge says. They get canine hysteria.
Worse. Much worse.
Please think about it, Arthur.
Madge has everything she wants, doesn't she? A good home, pocket money, liberty.
Oh, yes, dear.
Oh, very well. She can have the wretched dog. Oh. But tell her this. The first time I find it in the house, I'll have it destroyed.
He's adorable.
Don't talk to him now, please. It's frightfully important you begin training them from the very first moment you have them. Come here. Come here. Blast. Come here.
What are you going to call him?
Polo.
What?
Polo.
Polo the game or just Polo?
Don't be an ass, Tina. Come on, boy. Heel. Heel.
Good morning, miss.
Oh, good morning, Saxon. I want you to teach me to drive. Can you fit that in, do you think?
Oh, yes, miss.
Good. Well, can we have the first lesson soon, please?
Yes, miss. Would you like a lesson this morning, miss? I've nearly finished cleaning the car. Perhaps I could just show you how it works.
Yes, that's a good idea. I'll come back in 15 minutes, then.
Very good, miss.
You look nice. Where are you flying off to?
Just going to have a driving lesson.
Oh, with Saxon?
Yes.
Can I come too?
No, you can't.
All right. I'll go for a walk in the wood if you want to be left on your own with Saxon.
On my own?
It isn't a question... I could thump you sometimes, Vi. Honestly, I could. Mustache!
Slow her down.
Right.
Pull up at the side there. Foot on the brake.
Brake.
Remember the handbrake.
Oh, handbrake. Right. There's a lot to remember, isn't there?
There is at first, miss, but you'll find it comes suddenly. They say learning the piano is just the same. And the typewriter.
Now, I want to go through that all again.
Very good, miss. Now, see if you can remember which gear is which.
There are four gears and a reverse gear. You start in neutral. Hello. The younger Mrs. Wither, isn't it?
Hello.
You don't remember me, do you?
I'm afraid not.
Hetty Franklin. We gave you a lift the other day in that thunderstorm.
Of course.
I hope neither of you caught a cold.
No, thanks ever so. What are you reading?
Poems. Donat Mulqueen.
Hello, ducks.
You've met Falger, I take it?
Yes.
Take your shoes off and warm your feet.
Our feet are not cold, thank you.
I won't mind if you have got holes in your stockings. Come up closer and let's be cosy, eh? What say?
What's he doing?
He's making a walking stick. He hopes to sell it to your father-in-law.
To Mr. Wither?
That's him. Old Shakespeare Swar in person.
What's that on the end of it?
Bear with cubs. Just hollering between the bear's legs. Reckon this'll take me every bit of May. Halfway through June, I reckon.
He only began it this morning. I suggested a less complicated subject. An apple or an orange.
It isn't very good, is it? How did he learn?
Carlotti's.
Where's that?
It's an art school in London.
In the King's Road, Chelsea. Sat to all the big men I did. Mr. Olman Hunt's, Mr. Whistler, Mr. Alma Tadimer. Beautiful I used to be. I'm still, come to that. Beautiful. Muscles, proportions, everything. Even me feet. And that's most unusual.
He picked up carving from watching the students. So he says.
That's right. Now, how about a drop of rosy?
Are you going to the infirmary ball next week?
I don't know. Tina, my sister-in-law, she did say something about it. But I don't know if they'll take me too. Are you going?
Unfortunately, yes, I am.
Don't you like dancing?
No.
I'm simply crazy about it. Will you go alone?
No. My aunt and a party.
A big party?
No. Quite small. Large enough to be tedious. My aunt, my cousin Victor, Miss Barlow, who you met, a young man of ample fortune with no conversation, and myself.
Lovely. Was it a nice party you had the other night?
Not so bad as our parties usually are. Yes. Yes, it was rather nice, really. The sky was gold and then it was violet. And there was a smell of syringa.
And did you have cocktails?
Yes.
And what to eat?
Salmon mayonnaise and chicken. And soup and ices.
Lovely.
You must come to one of our parties.
Me? But I haven't... You don't... I mean... wouldn't your aunt mind?
She would be delighted. I'm sure she would.
That would be lovely. Thanks ever so. I suppose I must be getting along. I'll be late for lunch.
There! Look! Perfect feet! Perfect! Every bone!
Yes, a charming foot.
Told you, didn't I?
Well, goodbye. I hope we shall meet again soon.
Yes, I hope so too. Goodbye!
Goodbye, ducks! Goodbye! Always got a fire going here to warm your feet by.
Sorry I'm late.
You're not.
It's only just 1 o'clock. We're a little early today.
How did you get on with your driving lesson, Tina?
I quite enjoyed it. I'm having another lesson tomorrow.
If you can spare Saxon, Father.
I'm sure you can. Can't you, Arthur?
The tickets arrived for the infirmary ball. Came this morning.
A dash late with them this year.
You'd better take care of them, Emmy.
Yes, dear. Oh, they've sent one too many, Arthur. There are five here.
One for Viola.
Oh, yes, I suppose. Yes, yes, of course.
For me, Mr. Wither, it is kind of you.
Nonsense. Everyone goes to the infirmary ball.
I suppose it's only once a year.
Thank you, Mrs. Wither.
I think you'd better try to call me Mother, Viola. It sounds better.
Yes, Mrs. Wither. Mother, I mean. Thanks awfully.
So that's 5 yards of Horrocks long cloth in the green, yeah, and 5 balls right of cosy curl knitting wool.
Yeah.
Oh, Vi!
Hello, Catty. I got your message.
Miss Lint, will you take over, please?
Yes, Miss Catterman.
Vi, come through to the back. The box came this morning.
It's my dress for the infirmary ball. I want it to be a surprise.
And your hair, like a film star. Well, try on the dress, then.
Mr. Burgess isn't here.
Gone for lunch, over at the Bull and Crown. It's all changed since your father was alive, Vi. I can't understand Mr. Burgess these days. Always on about his comparison of selling ability. My work's always given satisfaction, Vi. And to hear Mr. Burgess telling me or Miss Lint how to sell silk stockings. What your dear father would have said about it all, Vi, I don't know. Now, let's have a look at you. Oh, Vi.
It's a rose birth. My friend Shirley got it cheap from a friend in London who owns a dress shop.
It's beautiful. If only your father was alive to see you now, Vi.
Hello? Come in.
There you are, dear. I wanted to have a little talk with you about tonight.
Righto.
What are you going to wear? I just wanted to make sure that our colour schemes won't clash. Tina's wearing her brown, Madge will be in green, and I shall be in a wine colour.
Oh, yes.
And what will you wear, dear?
A frock. At least, it would look rather odd if I didn't, wouldn't it?
Yes. But what colour?
Well, as a matter of fact, it's a surprise. I hope you won't think me an awful pig if I don't tell you. I don't want anyone to see it until tonight.
A surprise? That sounds very exciting.
Yes, it is.
Het, do you know the girl with the blue dress? Short, curly hair, fair?
No, can't say I do. I haven't bought my specs.
I want an introduction. I can't see her just for... Yes, there she is. Right over there, under the palm with some other people. There's a fat woman with her in green.
I'll go and investigate. Where's Aunt Edna?
With the Dovewoods.
You come slowly behind me and don't pounce.
Agreed.
Where's Phil?
Over there with Bunny Andrews. Get a move on, whoever she is, she's looking this way. She knows you, anyway. She's smiling at you.
Oh, of course. Ah, Mrs. Wither, how nice to see you. Are you my cousin?
Oh, yes.
Victor, you remember the young Mrs. Wither? We gave her a lift some weeks ago.
Of course. I remembered you, but I couldn't be sure where we'd met. Shouldn't you be off talking to Bunny Andrews, Het?
Must I?
Yes, you must.
I'm sure we'll speak again later, Mrs. Wither.
Do you dance much?
Not very much, but I'm simply crazy about it.
You're enjoying yourself tonight, then?
Oh, yes, very much. I've been looking forward to it for ages. Well, that is, I hoped I was coming. Only I didn't know until a few days ago that Mr. Wither, that's my father-in-law, had got me a ticket.
I like the way you've done your hair. New, isn't it?
Yes, it is rather.
And your dress?
It's a rose birth.
Will you give me the next dance?
But it's the supper dance.
Oh, is it?
It's the most important dance of the evening. Won't you be dancing it with your friend?
Who? Oh, Phyllis. Yes, well, I'm booked for that then, I suppose. But what about Here, let me see your programme. How about 17, the first dance after supper? It's a waltz.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Thank you. I must get back, I'm afraid.
Good evening, Mr. Spring.
How do you do, Mr. Wither? Phil.
There you are. I'd almost given you up for lost.
It's the supper dance next.
It's relentless. Must we stay and eat, Vic?
I'm rather enjoying it.
Yes, I saw you with that Wither woman. Well, I should hate to take the great lover off the trail.
I shan't be 5 minutes, Phil. You might as well wait.
Bill will drive me home, won't you, Bill?
You don't want to go, do you, Bill?
Oh, rather, if Phil does.
Well, I ought to scoot. The young Mrs. Wither will think I'm going to cut it. Good night, Bill.
Of all the pig-headed...
Good night, I believe I'm promised a dance.
Did you or did Miss Barlow have to leave?
Yes, bad head, too much champagne. Who was the young man you were talking to at supper? I was fiercely jealous.
Were you?
Oh, yes. What were you talking about?
Drains. Apparently the government has a fascinating scheme for preventing drains from smelling. A scientist has worked it all out. With chance.
Fascinating.
I don't think I've ever been so bored in all my days.
Shall we dance?
Oh, that was lovely. You dance beautifully.
Just thinking the same about you.
I've never enjoyed anything so much.
Viola, dear, Mr. Wither would like to speak to you for a moment.
Oh, but...
Victor, I'm so sorry, but I shall have to go home. Mrs. Wither, we haven't met since our committee days, have we?
Good evening, Mrs. Spring.
Can we leave at once, Victor? I really do feel rather seedy.
Will you be all right with Het while I get the car?
Of course. Good night, Mrs. Wither. So nice to have seen you again.
Good night, Mr. Spring.
Yes, good night.
Mr. Wither isn't cross with you, Viola.
Cross with me?
It wasn't... Well, it wasn't a very wise thing to do, Mr. Wither thinks.
What wasn't?
Dancing to that tune with Mr. Spring.
Why shouldn't I dance to it?
But Viola, it was the Merry Widow.
Good night, Saxon.
Good night, sir. Good night, madam.
We should have a party here at the Eagles.
Should we?
Yes, a garden party.
If you really think so, Arthur.
Your father's very cheerful, Tina.
Or what passes for cheerfulness.
Polo didn't bark. I expect he's asleep. I wonder if I just ought to check on him.
Nonsense! Waking the dog up at 1 a.m, you'd never get him to sleep again.
Good evening, sir. Ma'am? You shouldn't have waited up, Focus. There's egg sandwiches laid out in the drawing room, ma'am. Cook thought you'd be hungry after all that dancing.
Thank you, Focus.
Good night, Saxon.
Come inside, Tina. You'll catch cold.
What? Oh, yes.
Good night, Miss Tina.
You made rather a hit with young Spring.
Do you think so?
What do you think of him?
Oh, he's awfully good-looking, isn't he?
He isn't my type.
We only danced once. Oh.
What is it, Tina?
My bag.
What about it?
I think I must have left it in the car.
It'll wait until morning, won't it?
No. I mean, no, I ought to go. I suppose Saxon will still be out there.
Miss Tina? Anything wrong?
No. Nothing much. Only my bag. I just wondered if you'd seen it. Perhaps it's in the car.
It's not here, Miss Tina. Was there much in it?
Oh, no. Only about 5 shillings. A silver bag with a tortoiseshell handle. And a lipstick I'm rather fond of.
Perhaps you left it at the assembly rooms. I can run down there tomorrow morning.
Yes. Thank you.
Is there anything else, miss?
What? Oh, yes, yes. about tomorrow.
Yes, miss?
I don't know what I...
Saxon.
Little Tina.
Oh, Saxon.
No, no. Don't say anything.
Oh, Saxon, no.
What's the matter? Don't you like me?
Don't. Please, Saxon, please. Let me go.
If you don't tell your father about this, I'll give him a notice tomorrow. If you tell him, he won't give me a reference, and I'll have to have one to get another job.
Oh, but...
All right, if you must, you must.
No, I meant...
It's mostly your fault, though.
Mine?
Coming out here at this time of night, dressed like that, and expecting me not to think you wanted me to do something about it.
I know. I'm sorry. I did want you to, only somehow when you did, I...
Didn't like it, eh?
It's not that.
Maybe I was a bit sudden. Not used to it, are you?
No.
It's funny.
Don't laugh at me.
No, it's funny because you're nice to kiss.
Am I?
Yeah. You're so kind of small.
I was going to say that I won't tell my father.
Oh.
It was partly my fault. You ought not to take all the blame.
That's only fair.
Yes. Yes, I suppose it is. Well, it's late. I ought to go in.
What about your lesson tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know. I think perhaps I won't.
You're getting along nicely now. It'd be a pity to stop halfway.
Oh, right. 11 o'clock, as usual.
I'll be there.
Good night.
Good night. Funny little thing.
Tina, where on earth have you been?
Hunting in the car for my bag.
It's on the hall chair.
I know.
But did Polo come out?
Oh, yes.
How did he seem?
Oh, God, Madge, he seemed all right. You've got that dog on the brain.
I only wondered if...
Don't you want more than puppies?
More than a psyllium?
Oh, don't you just want something to happen?
Men, you mean?
Yes, men. Oh, Madge, I want to stop being sensible.
Don't let Father hear you.
I don't care if he does. I want someone to hold my hand. Someone who'll kiss me and won't stop. Someone who... Oh, you know...
You mean beastliness.
I'm going to bed.
You're sure Polo's all right? He's at a critical age, growing so fast, and...
Yes! Good night, Madge.
Mum?
You're home, then?
Looks like it. What's that smell?
What smell?
Tobacco. You've had someone round.
You mind your business and I'll mind mine, see?
Who was it, Mum? It was Folger again, wasn't it?
So what if it was?
Oh, how am I ever going to better myself with this sort coming round here? Dirty old tramp.
Where's the harm? It's company for me. It's lonely here, day in, day out. No one to talk to or have a bit of fun with.
Well, that's not all. Not by a long chalk.
Wait till you've grown up. You don't know the half yet, little boy.
You shut your gab.
I'll do as I please, thank you very much.
If he shows up here again, he'll get my boot up his backside. You can tell him I said so.
You go to hell!
Good morning, Governor. Nice morning. Nice day, I said. I said it's a nice day, ain't it?
I'm in a hurry.
Walking sticks getting up. I've been thinking. I'll let you have it. For 25.
25 what?
Bob. Walking stick. Commission.
What are you talking about?
Don't say you don't remember. You were saying to me as though you wasn't satisfied with your walking stick, and me are saying to you as I'd do you a better one for 30 shillings.
I did nothing of the sort. I shall speak to the council about you, Felger. This time you've gone too far.
Bobby keeps fine for your party. How is your youngest getting on with her motor car lessons, eh? Motor car, my aunt's car.
What on earth are you wearing? It looks perfectly awful.
What does?
Those roses, or whatever they are.
They're poppies.
Oh, do take them off.
I can't. They're covering an ice cream stain. Have the cakes come?
No, Mother's at her wit's end. The van got a puncture coming over from Chesterbourne. Oh. Your petticoats show up.
Focus! Will you ask Cook to make some small cakes, please, at once?
I doubt there'd be time, Mum. If everything had been entrusted to Cook in the first place...
Scones, then, if there's no time for anything else.
Oh, yes, Mum. All I can say is Cook won't like it.
And will somebody please answer the door? It's a disaster. It's an absolute disaster.
Cook's making sandwiches like a demon, Mother. There's a nice fire in the drawing room, and the Phillipses are well away with Madge about the puppy. Oh. Cheer up. I'm sure it's going to be all right.
Too bad the sun couldn't shine for you. Isn't it always the way, though? Any other day.
I know.
Carlo, no!
Go away! Outside! Down! Down!
Polo.
Never allow a dog in the house. Bad, very bad.
Polo.
Madge, put him out at once.
Mrs. Spring. Miss Franklin. Mr. Spring.
How do you do? I'm so glad you were able to come.
Hello.
Hello.
Not hiding away, are you?
No, of course not.
You know, I cut 2 board meetings and a trip to the north to come here this afternoon.
Did you really?
Yes, I really did. Garden parties aren't much in my line.
Aren't they?
But I wanted to see you again. I thought this would be a good excuse.
But you could have...
Could have what?
Well... Telephoned or written or something.
Did you want me to?
Not exactly, but I thought you might have.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Hadn't you better go and talk to someone else?
I don't want to talk to someone else.
Well, it looks so funny, us staying in the corner like this.
All right. But I must see you alone sometime. Can't we do a show in town soon?
Really? You mean it?
Yes, why not?
Oh, I'd love it.
Good. I'll write to you.
Tea is served, Mum. Do please come through to the garden. I think the rain will hold off. Rats. Scones. Cook's surpassed herself.
There's another dozen in the oven, Mum. She's made shortbread and rock buns, and there's another plate of tongue sandwiches.
Can you hear that?
Oh, Dick Folger, Mum. The hermit. Been causing a nuisance of himself. Cook took the broom to him. Not sure how long that fence will hold him, Mum.
No business of mine, but can I be of any use?
No. I don't think so, thank you. It's only that fellow who lives in the wood across the road, you know. Saxon!
Sir?
Don't see what's the matter, will you? Turn the fellow out. Disgraceful.
Your mother's with him too, Saxon.
God!
Would anyone like more tea, perhaps?
There, Mrs. Wither. The summer house.
I don't know what you...
Quickly, while they're distracted with old Folger. Come on. There. Alone.
What do we do now?
Close your eyes. Now we...
Oh, that was...
What's your name?
Viola.
Pretty. Like you. Would you like me to kiss you again?
Oh, yes, please.
Come on.
Where?
You'll be wondering where we are.
Oh.
Wake up. Pull yourself together. Now, look here. Not a word about this to anyone.
Of course not.
Well, mind you don't, because... If you do, it'll land us in all kinds of a mess. Stop grinning. You'll give the game away.
Sorry.
Viola! There you are.
Yes, she turned her ankle and I stopped to look after her. Didn't I?
Oh, yes.
Well, the battle seems to be over. You got rid of the hermit.
Yes. Colonel Phillips and Saxon had to run him out of the yard. Oh, Colonel Phillips... I do hope you're not hurt.
Yes.
No harm done. Your chauffeur got the worst of it. The fellow got him down before I could stop him. Gave his head quite a crack.
Here's Miss Tina come to see you.
Oh, your head.
Dr. Parton said I could do all that was necessary, but it's made him feel sick-like for the minute.
You mustn't mind about it, Saxon. It's horrible, I know, but it doesn't make any difference to you. A person's self-respect isn't hurt by what other people do to them. Only you can hurt your own self-respect. So you mustn't mind.
Thank you, Miss Tina.
The post, ma'am.
Thank you, Focus.
Anything for me?
You're not expecting anything, are you?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's from the Springs.
Victor?
No, Edna. It's an invitation to a garden party at Grasmere House next Saturday.
What's that, Mother?
We've been invited to a garden party.
At Grasmere House.
Have you been drinking?
I'll wear my pink. Oh, Victor. Hello, the Withers. Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Miss Franklin.
Good afternoon.
I'm so glad you could come. And pleasantly hot, isn't it?
We were just saying what a delightful party it is. It's really delightful. Where's your aunt? I haven't seen her yet, nor your cousin.
Oh, she's in the drawing room with Vic and Phil. They're still being congratulated.
Congratulated?
What for?
Maggie, try not to speak with your mouth full.
Is your cousin...
Yes, engaged.
Oh, engaged?
Yes. This party is really to celebrate the engagement. Victor's been unofficially engaged to Phil for 2 years, but they only affixed the ring this morning.
We must go at once and offer congratulations.
Really?
Madge? Tina?
Good afternoon, Miss Franklin.
Do you have a handkerchief?
No.
Oh, here. Have mine.
Thank you. Oh, awfully sorry to be such an ass. Only, I had a bit of a shock. I'm all right now.
Glad to hear it.
Only I did think he, Mr. Spring, your cousin, was rather well, bit keen on me, you know.
Oh.
He did make a dead set at me at the infirmary ball, and I was so awfully happy coming along here today, and then when I heard he was engaged to me, it was such a shock. You see, he kissed me, as a matter of fact, quite a lot, actually.
Well, of course he did. He's a terrible flirt.
Didn't it mean anything, don't you think?
I imagine he kisses a lot of girls.
But kissing someone like that and saying he'd write, why did he say he was going to if he wasn't?
If you choose not to believe me, that's not my fault. Oh, do you have any powder? Then put some on and we'll go and congratulate the happy pair.
Oh, I couldn't.
You don't want everyone to see that you've been crying, do you? They'll guess what's happened.
Will they?
Of course they will. And they'll laugh at you.
Beasts. All right then, I'll come. But I don't want to admit and I wish I was dead.
Do try to look more cheerful. You're prettier than Phil, you know. She's only a type. You are an individual.
Am I?
Let that be a comfort to you. Oh, look.
What?
It's Victor and Phil.
Oh, no.
Victor, here's someone you know. The younger Mrs. Wither.
Oh, yes. Good afternoon.
You've got something to say, haven't you, Viola?
Have I? Oh, I... Here we have to congratulate you.
Delightful little thing, isn't she?
You know, I never thought he could be friends with a woman.
Didn't you?
No, not, well, friends, like. I mean, with the others, I always had to be talking a lot of rubbish. Sorry. They weren't anything, really. Chesterborne kids, mostly. Out for a bit of fun. Not like you.
Yum, yum, naughty, naughty.
Morty!
Saxon?
Better take no notice. If we get off now...
No worry. I can take my time.
Get out of the way!
Watch out! Watch out!
Saxon, don't! Everything will have to come out if you hurt him. Stop, please!
Temper! Nasty temper!
Hadn't we better be getting on?
I will when he lets me. Get out of the way!
What have you two been up to? Nothing old Shakespeare swore wouldn't like, I hope.
We'll have to give him something.
Don't be a fool. He'd only come back for more. Here, have a drink with us.
Shilling, eh? Don't you worry. I won't say nothing. Of course I won't. You let me alone, I'll let you alone.
We better get on, hadn't we? Saxon, what did he mean? You let me alone and I'll let you alone.
He goes with my mother. You know that as well as I do.
Yes, I'm sorry.
What do you want to ask me for then?
I'm sorry, Saxon. You see... Oh, it's all so difficult.
I don't know what the hell's up with me.
You do still like me. Don't you, Saxon?
Sweet little thing you are.
Please say it.
Like you.
Do you?
I love you.
Really?
Don't I love you?
Saxon, how old are you?
23. In December.
I'm 35.
You don't look that old. Educated ladies don't.
Then you don't mind?
I don't mind if you don't.
I do, but it's... Oh, it's no use. What are we going to do about this?
Plenty more where that came from.
No, it's serious. The point is, do you want to go on seeing me?
Of course.
Because if you do, we have to think of a safe place to meet. And I'll have to stop taking lessons like this.
All right. I'll think of somewhere. Time you're getting along, darling. Darling. Sounds kind of funny, doesn't it?
I think it sounds wonderful.
You're going away soon?
Yes. Dr. Parsham prescribed a month in the lakes for Father. Will you go away too?
I haven't got the money to go away for long. But I was thinking...
Yes?
It's a pity you can't get away somewhere... by yourself, without the rest of them, then I could come too, perhaps.
Saxon?
Well, then we could have a nice little holiday together. Darling?
Do you mean in the same hotel?
I mean in the same room. Wouldn't you like that?
Better than anything.
Same here. That's settled then. Darling.
In episode 1 of Nightingale Wood by Stella Gibbons, dramatised for radio by Christopher William Hill, Tina was Victoria Hamilton and Viola Francine Chamberlain. Mother was Dinah Stabb, father Paul Moriarty, Saxon Adam Billington, and Victor Simon Bubb. Edna Spring was Adua Ando, Hetty Alex Rivers, Phyllis Joan Walker, and Madge Victoria Innes Hardy. Spurry was Ian Masters, and Miss Cattiman Judith Cook. The director was Marion Nancaro.
Well, will they get what they hope for? The final part of Nightingale Wood is at the same time next week. The God of Small Things is the novel for this month's book club. James Naughty talks to the author after the news.
It's back.
No, couldn't have been. It did look like him, though.
Sight, where are you heading?
Oh, stop being stupid, Alistair. It wasn't him. Although...
What are you doing trying to get to Ambrose's tournament?
It's not a face you forget.
BBC Radio 4 Extra returns... to Ambridge.
I can't believe it. My little boy's come home.
Ambridge Extra.
Where the hell would he be going at this time of night?
Tuesday and Thursday afternoons at 2:15.
Are you supposed to be a maniac or something?
Over on BBC Radio 4 Extra.